The next patient is Mr. Melvin Porter. The last name is P-O-R-T-E-R. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old white male that is a veteran that we have been following in the office because of the presence of deterioration of the kidney function. The patient has the deterioration of the kidney function because of the long-standing diabetes. The second reason for this is the patient was suffering from irritable bowel syndrome, and a colectomy was performed. They managed to do anastomosis with the terminal ileum and the rectal area. The side effect is frequent bowel movements, and when we talk to the patients, he says that it's about 20 per day. He's not a liquid form stools, but impairs his quality of life. And the other consideration is the presence of a cardiovascular disease with a cardiomyopathy. We don't have the reports of the echocardiogram in order to establish the ejection fraction. So all this situation plays a role in the deterioration of the kidney function. The volume status also is playing a role in the deterioration of the kidney function. On May the 8th of 2024, the serum creatinine was 3.4 with a BUN of 51 and an estimated GFR of 17. And on May the 16th of 2024, the serum creatinine went down to 2.78, the BUN is 41, and the estimated GFR is 22. This time, we are able to assess the kidney function with the protein creatinine ratio, which is consistent with an excretion of protein of 2300 milligrams, which is significant. Despite the fact that we have the hemodynamic condition, we are going to start the patient on Jardiance 10 milligrams on daily basis that we plan to titrate. The patient was explained about the need for him to be hydrated at all times and use the body weight as a reference for the hydration. Following number, type 2 diabetes that has been out of control. The hemoglobin A1C is 9.2 on May the 8th. The patient says that he's using simple sugar. We discourage that practice. And we ask him to be watchful in order to get a better control with the administration of Jardiance. We plan to improve this condition. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia, the total cholesterol is 203, LDL is 109, and the HDL is 45. The triglycerides are is elevated at 244. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease that has been compensated. Following number, abdominal aortic aneurysm that has been stable. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.